On Sunday, I met a friend for a morning coffee in Observatory. I took the N1 Church Street turn off and then turned left into Albert Road. And then I saw there were roadworks on Albert Road, including the green bicycle lanes dug up. I then remembered that I did see something in my inbox about resurfacing of Victoria Road and Albert Road, and I went back into my email and I searched Albert Road, and I saw, yes, on the 25th of March, the city did send out a statement about the resurfacing of Victoria Road and Albert Road in Woodstock and Salt River, roadworks that would be conducted. But nowhere in the statement did I see any mention on whether the bicycle lanes will also return once roadworks are done. MACO member for mobility, Rob Quintus, thanks so much for joining us as always. Rob, are the bicycle lanes here to stay after the road surfacing, resurfacing on Albert Road?
Good morning to you, Lester, and to all of the listeners that are probably driving to work at the moment. Lester, the answer is simply yes. The city will reinstate the cycle lanes as well as reallocate available road space that we are making to accommodate the cycle lane to be able to go in both directions. So not only will they be reinstated, but they will be improved once we have completed with that project. Oh,
that's good news. There's been this constant battle between users of the bicycle lanes, particularly on that Albert Road stretch, and parkers, cars who park on that road. I've spoken to a few people in the cycling community, people who work and have offices on Albert Road, saying that these aren't necessarily people who come and visit a business or an office and then leave after hours. So these are largely people who park all day. How are you fighting? How are you trying to ease tensions between people who make use of those bicycle lanes as well as the people who occupy those spaces all day, every day?
So let's say in general, you know, the way that our layouts are is that there should be accommodation for both parkers and for cyclists. What we often see is that people will park over our cycling lanes. And this, of course, is a traffic offense and one that is enforceable. And, you know, people are encouraged to report that to the city's traffic services or our call center in the hope of getting a traffic officer out there to fine, which we often do in areas where this happens. And I refer to Woodstock Observatory and, of course, Bree Street in the CBD as well, where we often find delivery vehicles or, as you say, people parking for longer periods over our cycle lanes, which, of course, is problematic for those that are wanting to use those designated lanes for cycling. But the project that we're busy with there is great. It's actually what is referred to in technical terms as a road diet, which may sort of pique the interest of some of the listeners. What that is a narrowing of lanes. And what this allows for is that we are able to accommodate existing parking, which is, of course, important for local businesses to have that option of customers popping in and out, as well as delivery vehicles and delivering or collecting goods. But furthermore, we are able to then improve through that diet of narrowing lanes. We're able to also accommodate better non-motorized transport for both pedestrians and for cyclists. So overall, it's quite a win for the non-motorized transport space, without sacrificing any of the needs of motorists, particularly those that need to stop in the area for whatever purpose.
Rob, it was originally planned that the Albert Road cycle lane would eventually connect with the Adley Street right into the CBD. At the time said that once we have this particular connection all the way to the CBD, it's likely to expect an increase in the use of cycle lanes and other non-motorized transport options once that linkages are completed. Is that still the plan, to connect Albert Road all the way to the CBD?
So our strategy certainly is over time to make Cape Town more cycle friendly and as most cycle friendly as possible. You must remember though that our non-motorized transport grant comes from our public transport network grant. We have grant funding which we utilize to improve NMT. It's not a dedicated roads infrastructure management budget. So we will build onto our NMT network, particularly for cyclists, then NMT being non-motorized transport. We will build onto that network over time, and it is an incremental project. We're also looking at doing similar in Langa to Pinelands over time, as well as various areas connecting the south and the south and the city. At the moment, our focus is just on this corridor. But as and when we are able to facilitate both programming in terms of budget and works packages, we will certainly consider improving and the connectivity of this network over time.
Just a quick question from one of our listeners. The bike lane on Bree Street is pretty much used for extra parking. They need to do something similar to the My City lane, have some sort of border to protect it from a car, like on the West Coast Road from Big Bay to Malpo, some sort of a separator between a cycle lane and the actual vehicular roadway. Rob?
What's quite exciting, actually, and I'd like to just, I don't want to use a platform for gratuitous advertising on behalf of other sort of entities. But I would like to acknowledge a mobility activism group that has worked very closely with the City of Cape Town over the last few years, certainly since I became a MACO member under the administration of Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis, where we have the young urbanists who have taken it into their hearts and programming to look at ways to improve that and work with the city. And it's these kind of partnerships, and without sounding too trite, which give the city's motto of making progress possible together, it gives it some meat. So they have worked on a design for what are referred to as tactical bollards, which would allow for that separation of spaces with still allowing for the necessary movement of bikes and for vehicles. We have approved that design and given it some extra input. And they are looking as well at working with their largely overseas donor funding to roll these out along Bree Street as well as the Woodstock corridor. So, unfortunately, I can't give timelines for that because we are going to be receiving a donation on behalf of the city from that sort of NPO or NGO, and we just look forward to being able to implement that. Once they're there, we will of course maintain them, you can't hurry up someone who's giving you a gift.
Yeah.
But we are very excited about that rollout in due course. And certainly we'll make a big fuss of it when it becomes imminent.
Rob Quintus, MACO member for mobility, really appreciate your time. MACO member for the City of Cape Town.